Today FM's Hamish and Andy have a brand new podcast coming out. It's called The Remembering Project. It's out on Podcast One, and it's looking back on, I don't know, ages of shows, all the best bits. How long is this going back, Andy?
We went back to, I found the old tapes from us on university radio.
Oh, wow.
And Whipper is on with us. I know, not to speak of other stations, but if we include those,
right.
I think we started in 2001. So,
wow, so 20 years of Hamish and Andy and Whipper. That's incredible.
Don't worry, we don't let him get a word in.
So this is on Podcast One. I have no idea where and how you start, because if you go back to, even if you go back to Caravan of Courage, which really was that first for me, that really big event, is that going to be part of the Remembering Project, things like that, or the tall ships? There's a great photo of you vomiting with Hamish. I don't know where it is, but it's wonderful.
What was amazing about it was we realised that we kept a run sheet of every single show we've ever done. So there's about 2,600 of those. Our producers were so great that anytime we wrote, what we said, that just as a topic, as a one line, they wrote it down. So the idea of the Remembering Project is we pick a random date, say it's the 10th of May. We look up to see how many shows we've done during the 10th of May, and we look at those run sheets, and Hamish and I pick one talk break of the 26,000 we've done together to see if we can remember. So you glide through history, and it might be that Kevin Rudden was best friends with Jackie Chan. That's all it's written down. And you're like, I don't remember this at all. And we try to remember it, and then we listen back to the break to see what the hell we're talking about. So it's moments in history. It's amazing hearing different guests come through for their first time. I think the first episode, which dropped yesterday, was Taylor Swift at 19 years of age with her mum playing guitar outside her outside her studio. Yeah,
there was a McDonald's prank with her or something like that, wasn't there, back in the early days?
Yeah, we have a bit of a laugh about the idea that you could just get Taylor Swift to come in, play for you solo acoustically outside of the studio, then invite her in and she did a prank with you on the air. It doesn't quite work that way these days. But yeah, it is interesting seeing guests evolve and seeing how life evolves. There's certainly things that Hamish and I go, oh, we wouldn't say that now. Nothing too racy, but yeah, times have changed, of course.
It would be great to get to your producers and slip them a pineapple and go, right, I want to hear more about the gravy chip or Ed Sheeran. What was the Ed Sheeran peep show?
Yes.
People came in and Ed just appeared, just played for them.
I know, the idea that if those stores that you, all the windows are blacked out and you walk past them and they say peep show, we thought if you just added Ed Sheeran above that, would people think, is Ed Sheeran in there? And poor old Ed, he sat next to me for 2.5 hours waiting for a singular person to come in and pay $2. But they were met with the most amazing treat. They put their $2 in and suddenly the curtain opens and Ed Sheeran's playing for you just by yourself. Incredible.
And Fred Bassett, I'm assuming long gone?
Still with us, the dog, really? Which is incredible. Yeah, nearly, I would say, close with last week. But yeah, on a farm in Ballarat.
Wow. Oh, good news story after all. In lockdown in Ballarat, but on a farm, nevertheless.
Yeah, that's true.
Hamish and Andy's Remembering Project. Thanks so much, mate. I'm going to go and check it out. It'll be great.
Cheers, bud. Appreciate it.